Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir English Podcast. Press release. The Danish government renews its support for genocide and boundless state terror against Gaza's civilian population, while it wants to criminalize the call for liberation of Palestine. Time and time again, one may believe that the Danish government has hit the bottom of the moral abyss in its hypocrisy of values and its shameless support for the genocide that the Zionist occupation continues to commit in Gaza for the whole world to see, against all humanity and decency. However, the Danish government continues to find new depths in its obvious contempt for human life, so long as the lives concerned are Muslim. Over 11,000 killed, more than 4,500 murdered children, continuous and targeted bombings of hospitals, schools, mosques, churches, and civilian residential areas in one of the world's most densely populated areas. None of this is sufficient to sate neither Foreign Minister Lars Loke Rasmussen or the Zionist thirst for civilian Palestinian blood. The Foreign Minister made this clear on November 12, 2023, during a friendly visit to the Zionist child murderers in occupied Jerusalem, where he emphasized to TV2 that the Danish government, quote, completely recognizes Israel's right to strike back, even its duty to do so. To the question of whether, quote, Israel can at all act so violently that Denmark can no longer support its right to defend itself, Lars Loke Rasmussen replied in an interview with DR November 11, 2023, quote, but that is not the situation. We support Israel's right to self-defense, end quote. The government is not content with putting all its efforts into supporting the unspeakable crimes of the Zionist occupation against the civilian population of Gaza. At home, both the Prime Minister and the Minister of Justice have in the past week been public with barely concealed attempts to intimidate pro-Palestinian voices. Specifically, the Minister of Justice, Peter Hamilgaard, has expressed to Berlin 11/11/2023, quote, great concern about what he calls a, quote, mobilization of Islamist forces, with direct reference to Hizb ut-Tahrir's protest gatherings and marches in Copenhagen in recent weeks, where the call was raised to jihad, i.e. military liberation by intervention of the Muslim armies in the countries surrounding Palestine. Both the police and the prosecutor's office are now working overtime to find an opportunity to use, quote, criminal justice tools against Islamic voices. The government is desperately trying to revive false, well-worn accusations of anti-Semitism and terrorist support in Muslim community in Denmark in general, and in Hizb ut-Tahrir specifically, and whip up a mood of fear of Islamic expressions, while its support for the Zionist systemic terror and mass murder of women and children have absolutely no limits. Today, more than ever, however, we see global opinion turning. Resistance to the Zionist occupation has become a popular issue. Even in many European countries, the Western states have not a thread left to hide their repulsive inhumanity behind. Any talk of human rights, freedom, and humanitarian principles is today reft of all value and meaning. Hizb ut-Tahrir will, in Denmark, as in the rest of the world, continue to call for the military liberation of the whole of Palestine by mobilizing the Muslim armies in the surrounding countries. In other words, jihad, jihad against the military occupation, not like when the West and its Zionist friends waged targeted war against innocent civilians and children. With jihad, Palestine will be liberated no matter how much the Zionists and the anti-Islamic Western states may hate it. With jihad, Gaza's children, women and men will be saved from decades of terror and occupation, and all the decent people of the world will celebrate. It is a calling and an inevitable future that cannot be prevented, not with massacres in Gaza, nor with intimidation, lies, and prosecution in Copenhagen. Elias Lambret, media representative of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Denmark.